Today on Rock in the Suburbs.
If the four leads of the four grunge bands from Seattle were John, Paul, George, and Ringo, which one would be which?
Hi there, everybody. This is Patrick Foster. Thanks for tuning in to Rock in the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to the second part of an interview with Brian Butts, a DJ on Suburbs Radio. He does the Championship Final Show. And this is the second part of our Meet the DJ episode. The first part was on Monday. If you didn't hear it, jump back there, listen to that, then come here and catch up with this. Brian's a wonderful guy. So glad that he took the time to talk with us, and certainly encourage you to check out his show. We're going to begin the second part of this interview by speaking with Brian about his live shows and how he goes to those these days, and where that fits into his whole musical listening experience. So let's get the TDK rewound, threaded up. I think it's all ready to go. And we're going to hit play here on part two of our interview with Brian Butts on Rockin' the Suburbs. So you mentioned you have a family, you have a job, you're very busy. Do you still try to, do you still make time to go to shows? And how much is that still a part of your life?
Yeah, you know, my kids are getting older now, and so one is in college, and my middle one is 16, and so we've kind of hit a new renaissance where I can get out of the house a lot more. I'm actually going to see Josh Ritter, who's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, next week. He's doing a solo working on new material tour and hitting a few cities.
Cool.
We've also been doing a lot of, my wife and I, like, let's pick a show in a city, you know, reasonably far away, and let's make a weekend of it, but base it around that particular show. So we went to Nashville last year to see Regina Spektor at the Royal Theater and just made a weekend of it. And now we've kind of, so we've hit that freedom. I will tell you, I've kind of lost touch with the very local Cincinnati scene.
Yeah.
I'd probably look like a narc if I went in there. I think I've aged out, and I think it was Chris Rock who said, you don't want to be the old guy at the club. See more shows, you know, age appropriate for me.
That's really funny, man. I can totally relate to that. Who's that weird guy standing over there? That's a really good idea. I love the idea of making a weekend around a show, especially, you know, maybe a venue that you haven't been to before or a city. That's really, really a cool idea. So you mentioned Josh Ritter there. Who else would you hold up as kind of your, you know, tentpole favorite artists that kind of underpin your musical philosophy? I know I hate that question, so I apologize in advance. But
no, I get you. You know, obviously, like I said, I was a 90s kid, but I tried to make a conscious decision to put that era behind me, at least for a long time. I kind of walked away from all things 1990s. I didn't want to be the person who, you know, still raves that the era they went to high school is the best era of music, and nothing's ever been the same. So I've really tried to, and getting into the local music scene helps a lot with that because it's constantly changing. But, you know, I would say if you're listening to the show on a regular basis, you're probably hearing me play an awful lot of Josh Ritter. You're hearing me play an awful lot of Frank Turner and the Sleeping Souls, who I love.
Opening act of spring, and I have fallen down, and I'm so much worse than I have ever been. Oh, the season's acting strange, and I know that something has to change, but there is no path I can choose that will not bring somebody pain. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I must do. It was never my intention to hurt you. Oh, the clouds are gathered thick, and in my stomach I feel sick, and I have all this drive and no idea what I should do with it. But they say there is a calm after the passing of the storm, so I can dream of going back outside when the rain and thunder's done. And oh, please forgive me for the things that I must do. But But oh, I have hurt so many people. It was never my intention to hurt you. Not the awful saying. They can tell which way the river's flowing, tell which way the wind is blowing.
They're on my, like, every time they come to town list. The band Frightened Rabbit, maybe my favorite.
Oh, yes.
Time. And, you know, RIP to Scott Hutchison. But
yeah, what a band.
Yeah. So I was lucky enough to see them four times before
Scott. Oh, wow.
And met him once briefly.
Did you really? That's fantastic.
Couldn't have been nicer. But
wow.
But yeah, beyond that, I've started opening the door back up to some 90s stuff and bringing that back in. But those are probably, if I'm looking through my collection and thinking about who do I own the most music of, it's probably Josh Ritter, Frank Turner. There's a band called The Features out of Nashville that I saw a million times in my local days that I've bought every record they own and still listen to them all the time. And then I've been on a huge Soul Coughing kick, which is...
Oh, wow. I love that band.
Yeah, so I saw their lead singer, Mike Doty, live right before COVID, like the week before everything shut down. And
oh, wow.
And I've been on a huge Soul Coughing binge.
Great, great band. Totally underrated, I think. I don't think they get the credit they deserve for what they actually achieved when you listen to their records. I think people sort of have a image of them in their mind based maybe on one song or something like that. But when you dig into their records, especially, gosh, what is the last one? El Oso or something like that. Like, that's an incredible record.
And of course, REM overshadows everything, right? I mean, well, REM is the looming presence that never goes away.
That's right.
The biggest band of my lifetime. And so,
as our friend Craig Rosen always says, all roads lead back to REM eventually. So no matter where we're driving, we'll get back there. I do want to mention to people, and it's funny because as we record this, not as you hear it, but as we're recording it, it's a Friday afternoon, and the replay of Brian's show is about to start, so you can kind of guess what time we're talking. But the show does replay every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time if you want to look it up. And you can also find the shows on Mixcloud if you go to actually, I just typed in Brian Butch Championship Vinyl, and it came right up the Mixcloud page, but you can go there and find the episodes as well. A question for you, Brian. I do this sometimes as a DJ, but my show is generally so unorganized and unhinged that it doesn't make a lot of sense. But do you go back and listen to the shows when you're done to kind of say, I could have done, I want to do this differently, or just to see how it came out, or do you do that at all?
I used to make sure I listened to it all the way through before I actually turned it in.
Okay. Got it.
Because mm-hmm. I was so worried I was going to screw something up. And I was trying to be super meticulous about everything. And I've actually found the shows a little bit better when I'm not overthinking it. And so, yeah, I will typically try to go back through and listen, make sure everything went okay. I say way too much or ah way too much.
We all do, yeah.
And that's gotten worse as I've gotten looser on the show. But I also think the stories flow a little bit better, and the you know, it feels a little less forced that way. So I haven't been as meticulous about going back and listening to them as I used to be, but would love feedback if anyone, you know, listeners, other DJs, anything, you know, this, I'm new to all this, although I'm 50 shows in, but this is my first foray into this. So would love to keep getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. And, you can always, get in touch with us at Suburbs Pod and send a note to Brian, or, Brian, is there a place on social that, people can follow you, or.
Am I allowed to call it Twitter? I'm on the X.
The X, yeah, I'm there too.
Just at Brian Butts. So that's probably the best spot.
Okay.
I'm on all the Facebooks and the Instas and the TikToks and the, you know, what have you. But I'm much more a lurker than a poster, but I'm hanging around.
The site formerly known as Twitter is a good public place probably to reach out, right? That's
always
what I like
the sign
too.
Of a great rebrand. When you have to continually call it.
Yeah, it's been handled so well. They've retained so many users.
Changing your logo to something that looks like a close button is also not a great idea, but that's okay. That's I digress. Right.
Yeah. And
that's funny. Well, I'm very intrigued. I'm somewhere missed this show, the first 10 albums you bought. I think that's a great idea for a radio show. For those of us who haven't heard, can you give us what that first one was? Do you remember exactly?
Yeah. So I have the playlist in front of me. So,
Great.
I will tell you that the first album I bought was the Josh Ritter record that was out at the time that I bought it, which the record player, which was Gathering, the Josh Ritter album.
It's okay. Good.
Highly recommend it. That song has a very, that album has a very sort of personal connection for me. I had at the time been sort of battling and overcoming some issues with anxiety, and there's a really great song he wrote about dealing with that very thing on that record. And it was like a great sort of timing synergy. Music can do that. But I will tell you, I had to get the Strokes, Is This It? Radiohead, The Bends is one of my, it's my favorite Radiohead record. Graceland by Paul Simon, Plugged, Talking Heads, Remain in Light, Frank Turner's Love Iron Song. And those were like the first ones I made sure I bought. And then from my dad, who was a record collector, obviously, I stole Huey Lewis and the News Sports, which, you know, you can't beat. And of course, everybody had a copy of Abbey Road. And then the one that I really wanted was Blood on the Tracks, but it was out of print. And it took me an extra few months to find, a couple months to find.
Oh, wow. As they say on Anchorman, that escalated quickly when you started buying records, man. You were really going from one step to into other stuff. That's really cool. That's very exciting. Do you have a favorite artist from the 70s, if you had to single out one or two?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. And, you know, it's tough because I broke the show into two parts because I think it fits so perfectly that way. And that I think it's hard to think of the Rolling Stones and the Clash as being in the same decade. And so, you know, I guess if I'm talking the first half of the 70s, I'm a Rolling Stones guy.
Primarily.
And that album I used was Get Your Yayas Out is such a great record. And really worth it if you're into live stuff.
Yeah.
And the second half, you know, I think it's kind of changed. It started with the Ramones and it's moved through the Clash. And I think, I guess I would say right now it's the Stooges.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very cool. You know, your shows, those two last two really illustrated something so interesting for me. Just like you said, like, we start off with the Velvets, and then how do we get all the way, you know, out here to where we ended up with at the end of that decade? It's pretty amazing. And I'm not sure if there's another decade where the spread really would be that wide. You know, it's certainly not in the 60s, I don't think. But, yeah, it's quite remarkable. So I thought that was, yeah, that was a really good show. I'm gonna let you go, Brian, and I really appreciate your time, but I wanted to ask you one other question. How do you put these ideas together? Is it just, I mean, do you have like a notebook full of ideas if you just hit a bunch at one time, or how do you, what is your ideation process for coming up with the theme for your next show or two?
Well, I'm constantly ranting and raving about music in one form or another. Or, you know, we have this recurring joke in my family where, you know, you'll hear a song like you'll hear a song like Bust a Move by Young MC, and I'll always say, oh, that's one of my 25 favorite Young MC songs. You know, no one's ever going to ask me to name the rest of them, but I'm constantly sort of building lists in my head. I have friends that collect records in my area that we're constantly sort of bouncing our, you know, if the four leads of the four grunge bands from Seattle were John, Paul, George, and Ringo, which one would be which? And posing our, you know, nerdy questions like that toward each other.
Love it.
And so some weeks, I'll be honest, that the week gets on top of me, or I'm in a new music kick. And the week is really just sort of, here's what's in my heavy rotation this afternoon, and that's what you get. And sometimes, you know, I've just been ranting about something, and I've made a mental note to come back and hit that at a later date. And then I try to, like I said with the title, I try to keep it vinyl focused where I can, but mix in the new stuff as well.
Yeah, very cool. I was wondering, because it's funny, it sort of snuck up on me, and I know I'm a big part of this whole thing and, you know, helped start it and do the podcast and all, but all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, where did this championship vinyl come from? I didn't even notice. I just was listening to Kevin one day and discovered it. But I really wanted to ask that question, because looking at your Mixcloud and listening back to some of the shows you've done and listening in live when I can, it really is. It's quite eclectic, and I like it. It really fits within my comfort zone and like hits my pleasure center. So I really think it's really a fun show to listen to. And I will encourage everybody who, has listened to our station but hasn't tried Brian's show to do so. And if you haven't tried the station at all, why not start with Championship Vinyl? It's a good place to start on Wednesday evenings. And it's great for me because it's over before 7, because my bedtime's 8. So that's perfect. You know, it works out well. Anything else, Brian, you want to add on top of that?
No, just I appreciate that. I appreciate the listens. And like I said, it's been very cathartic for me to get all of these rants and opinions out of my head. Feel free to call me out when I fall short, and let me know what I can do to make the show better.
Love that attitude. That's what we need. Absolutely. So there it is, folks. You have met the DJ now. You don't have any excuse. It's Brian Butts, Championship Vinyl. Again, every Wednesday, part of that good Wednesday lineup that we have from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And stick around for Mulligan Stew. And why not come early for Kevin Goff, too? So you get everything you need right there. Brian, thank you very much, sir. We'll be listening to your show, and we hope to have you on the podcast sometime. I mean, anytime we get into this topics, we'll have to reach out to you, because obviously it sounds like you love to talk about things and share your opinion. So it'd be wonderful to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks.
Absolutely. All right. Brian Butts, everybody. And with that, I am Patrick Foster on behalf of Jim Linehan. We will talk to you guys later.
Every time it rains, it pours. I pray it rains just a little more on me. Cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep my reputation clean. And here's a helpful tip: the rain administered in raindrops may help to hide the tears a little more. Which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains, it pours. catch me crying, no, won't catch me showing any hurt. I'm just a showboat, pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her. And every time the sun goes down, I pray the sunlight takes the sound as well. I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep the pain all to myself. No light to see me shaking, no sound to hear me breaking, no sound to hear the teardrops hit the floor. Which is why a guy who never cries stays up all night with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours.
Radiohead, The Bends. It's my favorite Radiohead record.